Today in our readings, we're faced with various turning points. In the reading from Isaiah, the prophet is telling the king to repent of his ways and turn again to God, to receive the signs from God and prophesies about a future when the virgin will give birth and he will be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. The reading from Romans urges all people to make a new turn and to receive the good news of Jesus Christ into their lives. And our gospel reading from Matthew's gospel is the culmination of these other readings with the birth of Emmanuel, Jesus, and the revealing of the incarnation, Emmanuel, God with us, born in a stable in Bethlehem. This is the biggest turning point of all time. This was the moment when before turned into after, as my favourite Christmas poem, B.C. A.D., written by U.A. Fanthorpe, starts. So today, on Advent 4, we consider turning points in history of the world and turning points in the journey of faith. A time when life changes forever. This is a glorious time, and a time when the Advent themes of hope, peace, joy, and love unite under the star of Bethlehem. But this week we have been witnesses of two events, one locally, one worldwide, which have been turning points for all the wrong reasons. Last Sunday, we reeled at the awful attacks on the Jewish community at Bondi Beach in Australia. Let's not beat around the bush. This was a hideous attack of anti-Semitism. Then, on Tuesday, news began to emerge of the stabbing and death of Aria Thorpe, which took place the previous day. We know that a boy has been charged with the murder. During the week, we have seen the community coming together, and we joined in a vigil led by the local churches here in Wirral last Thursday night. These are both tragedies beyond words, and you are not going to hear me say anything glib about them. I acknowledge that there are times when there are no words. And it is at this time, as Christians, we turn to Scripture. We turn to our Father through the Son, God with us, united in the Holy Spirit, in silence. And symbolically, we often, as people of faith, turn to the simple act of lighting candles, bringing light to a dark, grieving world. On Thursday night at the vigil, we lit our torches on our phones and held them up in the night sky, bringing light to a darkened world, bringing light to a darkened community. Which, as we have in the glorious opening of John's Gospel, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. This is from the reading we'll hear much of over the week ahead, John 1. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not Jesus was, of course, born and raised a Jew. Our Gospel readings this year are from the Gospel of Matthew, why he considered to be the most Jewish of the Gospels, by which we mean that the Gospel is aimed directly at a Jewish audience initially, and is concerned with Jesus being the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy, which is what we had with the link between our Isaiah reading this morning and our reading from Matthew. So let us take a moment to reflect on the nature of Jesus' heritage. The people who gathered on Bondi Beach were gathering to celebrate the festival of Hanukkah, the 8-day festival of lights. In the 2nd century before Christ's birth, the Holy Land was ruled by the Syrians, who tried to force the people of Israel to accept their culture and beliefs, and abandon their Jewish faith. Against all the odds, a small band of faithful but poorly armed Jews, led by Judah the Maccabee, drove them from the land and reclaimed the Holy Temple in Jerusalem and rededicated it to the service of God. When they went to light the temple's menorah, they found only a single amount of olive oil that had escaped contamination. Miraculously, they lit the menorah, and the 1-day supply of oil lasted for the next 8 days, until new oil could be prepared under the conditions of ritual purity. To commemorate this miracle, the festival of Hanukkah was created and celebrated ever since. The festival marks a turning point of bringing light into darkness. This Christmas period, I will be lighting the Easter, the Paschal candle, to remember, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, the ultimate glory of the resurrection, and the hope that in the darkest of times, light will always shine out. The Paschal candle, with the insignia on it of Alpha and Omega, reminding us that Jesus is with us from the beginning to the end. Jesus is with us in all times. The Paschal candle that reminds us that the light of Jesus shines out in dark places, and the darkness will never overcome it. We light it, and I light it now, to remind us of the places where there is grieving, where there is hurt, in order to offer hope to our world and to our community. Let us, all of us, this Advent, this Christmas, be part of the light and shine out to our dark, grieving community and world.